The latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net. Apple Podcasts has launched a new editorial feature called Apple Podcasts Spotlight. The company says new Spotlight creators will be announced each month, quote, and represent a diverse range of podcast genres, formats, and locations, with a focus on independent and often underrepresented voices. The first feature is Omni Studio-hosted Celebrity Book Club. Podsites has shared their Podsites Benchmark Report, a free report showing data from podcast advertising lift reports and conversions. In it, we discover that the average cost per thousand of all Podsites campaigns in 2020 was $25. Ads for automotive lead to the most purchases, and podcast ads heard on iPhone outperform those on Android devices. More consolidation in the podcast space. The largest online music platform in China, Tencent, has bought Chinese podcast platform Lazy Audio for $416 million. Podkite has added embedded players for its paid subscribers, allowing anyone to embed players on their website. Stephen Goldstein went to CES and discovers new developments in in-car audio, artificial voices, and drones that transport people. You'll find that linked from our show notes and our newsletter today. And PlayerPod, a podcast app, has had a new release on Android, which now uses Podcast Index as default. And if only you got this as a newsletter rather than a podcast or a smart speaker briefing, you'd get our podcast events section. We've tweaked that today to add new events to it, as well as Clubhouse events too. And if you run Clubhouse rooms, you can add yours at pod.events. And in podcast news, where is George Gibney? A BBC podcast produced by Second Captains about an Olympic coach charged with child sexual abuse charges has been instrumental in reopening police investigations after the podcast helped two more women to contact the police. And Peabody Award-winning investigative reporter Robert Riggs and former federal prosecutor Bill Johnston have produced a special episode of Justice Facts about what they call the mindset of the right-wing extremists who stormed the US Capitol. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe for all the links at podnews.net.